What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with
Coach KG, and I'm in the podcast garage.
And it is Motivation Monday. We're out here at Kyle's garage, ready to film another incredible episode. We hope you're having an amazing day so far, and we're looking just to add to that, obviously dropping some great knowledge, some extra motivation, as this is Motivation Monday, as well as hitting up the mailbox. The mailman just dropped off some killer questions, so we're really pumped to jump into it today, because we've got some really fun ones. We're going to be covering losing stubborn belly fat, how to fix your posture, and we're going to be talking about improving your deadlift. But before we get to all that great stuff, we're going to go ahead and start with our quotes. And I'm going to start with mine because there's a bit of a funny story behind it. So my quote is, "Your only limit is you." And this is from Kyle Joseph Grondin. And I put that as a silly thing because I didn't actually have who the quote was from. But Kyle does talk about limits a lot. And Kyle actually got a fantastic gift from one of his clients. I'll grab it right here. Video gang, what's up? You can see he actually has a coaster that says, "Your only limit is your mind." This is from KG. So he actually shared this as a quote a long time ago. Very similar to my quote, which is, "Your only limit is you." And then Kyle went ahead and mentioned it before we started filming. And I'm like, what the heck? That's literally my quote, I think. So I think it was pretty serendipitous and shows you it was meant to be. But my mind's really been on this because all too often I see people as their own biggest downfall. They're the ones holding themselves back and posing that glass ceiling. And even recently, I just listened to a podcast with Lane Norton and
Diary of the CEO
is a guy, and his podcasts are pretty decent. People always ask me what you like. I find I bop around quite a lot, but Lane Norton is a fantastic resource. There's obviously some controversy around his attitude towards things. He can be a little black and white and be a little bit harsh, but he is definitely well-researched. His PhD in protein science, which is amazing. And it was really interesting. He mentioned how recently there was a study done on people who lost weight and didn't gain it back, because the statistics to people that lose weight and then gain it back is really, really high. There's a chance, listening to this, you've had success in the past, you've lost weight, you've seen it come back and you didn't know why. So they're curious, what was one of the biggest defining factors of the people who actually kept the weight off? And a common theme across all of them was that they redefined themselves and who they were, their image of themselves. They created a new version. And all too often, I think people will say, "Oh, I wish I could be in shape," and they'll grab their stomach and they're like, "But the only six pack I have is a beer." And right away, they'll kind of play it off with humor or comedy or like lack of ability. "I've never been athletic. Like, I wish I could look like you, but I just don't have the genetics." Like, it's easy to blame something, but instead it's like, what can you do to actually push yourself forward? And maybe you are a huge drinker. Maybe you start to curtail that. Maybe you're someone who's not active whatsoever, and you say, "You know what? I'm going to be someone who takes a walk every single day." Or you're someone who doesn't go to the gym, and you say, "I'm going to start going to the gym twice a week." Like, you got to get out of your own way and stop putting your excuses on a pedestal, and instead say, what am I limiting myself back with? What am I holding myself from in terms of my potential? Because the truth is, when you think big, dream big, do big, you'll find your way there. And perhaps you may not make it right to your goals immediately, and there'll be some roadblocks on the way. But as long as you keep working towards them, it's way more freeing than being shackled by your own excuses, your own reasons that are in front of you. And all the time, we love helping people through these challenges with our online coaching. So people that say, "I have no time, I'm busy with my kids," like, finding solutions to make it work with their lives. Like, it's a little bit of a trope or a cliche, but you really do need to play with the cards you're dealt. Everyone's different. Everyone progresses at different levels. Everyone has their boons and their curses, and you need to kind of work with what's present to you. And you need to get out of that mindset that you're being completely held down by whatever it is in front of you, and said, say, "Okay, the only limit is me. How can I push through this?" And once again, I know someone's going to say, "Okay, well, I have no legs, no arms, this and that, and all these different things." But all the time, there's videos of people out there getting after it. And I love seeing it, because just the same, I've seen videos of people with no legs and just arms, and they're out there crawling to the weights they're doing, and they're working out in unique and different ways. And like, case in point, like, if you compare your excuses and you compare your problems, someone will always have it worse, someone will always have it better, but you can only dwell with what you have, and that's where you got to address it. So whatever's holding you back, whatever's limiting you, just get in front of it and get after it.
Absolutely fantastic. That has been on the top of my head a ton lately, and I really want you to also think about this. I think a lot of times we can get some advice, we can get some tough love, and then just do nothing about it. But for those of you who are struggling on your journey, who just want to make that change, who you're struggling to stay consistent and get the results you deserve, really just take a bit of time and think about it. Sit in silence, grab a journal. I guarantee you, we can all do better in so many different ways. And I'm really glad that Josh was there to just call some of us out, because a lot of us need to hear that. And really, really great quote and really great thoughts there as well. So jumping into my quote here, I was trying to find one and then I realized, you know what? I had to ask myself, what's on the top of my head right now and what am I passionate about? So I was having a conversation with a client and this is something that came to the top of my head. So it is the quote, I actually think I got it from Josh Wilkinson, and it was, if you can't find 10 minutes in the day to meditate, you probably need 20 minutes. And I know I talked about this maybe a few months ago, but it's just been really sticking with me, because a lot of times when we have these conversations and we're trying to find different ways to help clients progress and get to that next level, we have to really come down to the root of the mindset, similar to what Josh was saying there before, and what our actual priorities are. So in other words, basically this just means, you know, if your life is so hectic that you can't spend 10 minutes being mindful and present, it's probably a sign you need to push pause and reassess your priorities. And a lot of times, it's so easy to brush this off. And even when it comes to healthy eating, when it comes to tracking, when it comes to the gym, we can all say, I don't have time, I can't fit into my schedule, whatever it is. But those are the signs that if you say these things, you actually need it even more. So for example, if you say, I don't have 5 minutes to think and just be fully present with nothing there at all, there's a very big sign there saying you need to actually do more of it and you need to reprioritize what's going on in your life and how you spend your time. So these may be things you may not want to hear, but at the end of the day, you're listening to us to get to the next level, to have that tough love that some people may not say to you. And we genuinely do care. And that's why we wanted to share some of these thoughts and quotes that I think can really help redefine your success and help you in so many different ways.
Yeah, and even talking with Coach Jason this week, he mentioned how a lot of people will use busyness as like a boast in disguise as a complaint. And I think that's incredibly well said, because even with me and my friend group, I just think it's such a cop-out to say, oh, I've been really busy, because it's really implying like, oh, I've been doing all these amazing things and I don't have time for you, but the time I do those things is more important. And even to yourself, I totally respect being busy. I know there can be a lot going on, but there truly is a lot of time in the day. And I know some people are truly slammed, but like Kyle said, I think when you are that busy, you are that slammed, you do truthfully have a million things going on. I don't even want to get into the scheduling part of things, but it is worth asking yourself, listen, if there's this much going on, I need to make the time for my health. So an example, lawyers working 12-hour days, crushing it, being in and out, having no time to themselves, that comes at a cost. If you're having no time on your fitness, your health, you're not eating the best foods, like you need to adapt and figure out how to make that work for yourself. And I think it really highlights that you would need it even more, similar to this quote. If you feel you're too busy for it, it shows you need to make even more time for it. And I think that's a good reminder. And even circling back to my quote about your only limit being you, this is where you need to look at that situation. I would say to this individual as an example, of course, I don't live that life. I'll never fully understand that, but they can still control the food they're eating to a large part. They're making more money, so they have more opportunity to have more support with their nutrition, with their training, perhaps being there with a dedicated personal trainer, maybe comes to their office, or an online coach who sees them through 2 workouts a week. Like, there's always solutions and we can always take some form of control. And I think that is a really good point. And I love that quote. I think it was really relevant. And that was a great segue into my thoughts for this week, which are just finding creative solutions, getting things done, and not being a victim to circumstance. But let's see what Coach Kyle has to say.
Yeah, so it was funny because obviously you guys know the time change was a couple weeks ago, and I got asked from one of my clients, she's like, hey, what are your thoughts? And like, have you addressed this on the podcast? And instantly I was just like, no, never address this. Don't plan on it. But I actually wanted to talk about this type of question, because what I really am such a believer in is just not allowing yourself to give something power. And the more that the power that you give it, the more it's going to control you. So I don't want it to sound like, you know, there's never a day where I'm like, man, I'm tired, or I don't want to do something, or this is affecting me, because there are those days. But I'm such a believer, and I've spent like years and years of trying to build up just a mindset where it's like, if something happens, so what? totally fine. And I'm using time change as an example because I know some people, for example, like obviously we're not going to have to experience this again, but I know some people who will talk about it for 3 straight days, who will bring it up consistently, who will skip a workout because of it. And like when things happen, if you allow yourself once again to give that time change power, to give that little sniffle power, whatever it is that's going on in your life, maybe like a not so great sleep, it's going to control you no matter what. So I always try to brush it off. And when people ask me stuff, they're like, I'm not trying to say I'm not a human and like I can understand it. But at the same time, I've like really tried so hard for the better part of 8 years to allow myself to build up a mindset where it's like, hey, so what? Life goes on. We keep going. We keep pushing it. And that allows me to still show up no matter what, even when in the past I probably wouldn't have showed up because I have that mindset that I've focused on. So as you can tell, a lot of this comes down to tough love at the start of this podcast, the mindset, which is super powerful. And really, that's the main thing that was on the top of my head.
Yeah. And I think that tough love is good too. Like if you see someone doing something that's hurting themselves over and over, you'll say, hey, stop doing that. But all too often we'll just, like I said, let ourselves make those same mistakes, not have those hard conversations with ourselves and really have that understanding of like, how can I lay myself up to give myself more care going forward? And I think that was kind of a perfect theme for today. And we're really happy to jump into that. But now we're going to go ahead and showcase someone who came to the coaching program, who is struggling, who is now crushing it. Who do we have this week?
So this week we actually have Cameron, who has absolutely been crushing it. Like I'm blown away by her success. She just started an Instagram to document, to showcase her wins, her lifts, and you know, inspire other people, which I absolutely love when people come in here and just get so motivated that they really just want to keep crushing it and taking it to the next level. So just to recap, she's 3 inches down in the waist, 4.5 inches in the hips. She's also brought some family members and even friends into the program because she's really just redefining who she is. And like that's kind of on the theme of today, like Josh was even saying earlier. A lot of people don't realize that when they start their journey, they think they can be the same person. And you know, you can see some good results, but like if you really want to make a full-on change, your habits really have to change. And your identity, you just have to kind of start to transition into that healthy person. Like when there's a meal in front of you, like your thought is health. When there's skipping workouts on the plate, you say, nope, like health is my, that's who I am, like a healthy person, a fit person. And her identity has fully changed. And that's why she's seen such great results and is continuing to see great results. So she's down over 20 pounds. She even said to Coach Jason consistently, I feel the best I've ever felt every single day. And I think that's so powerful and so incredible. So yeah, you can check out her transformation on our Instagram. We post that every Monday, as well as a video she has to say about the program, some of her top tips. You can see it on YouTube if you are watching that. And if you are ready to stop struggling, to take it to the next level and just really succeed, we are looking to work with a few more people this week. We opened up a few more spots and all you have to do is send us a message with the keyword fat loss to Instagram. And our Instagram, as always, is ColossusFit. ColossusFit. And we can't wait to change some of your lives like Cameron's life has been changed.
Yeah. Once again, this could be you. We want this to be you. Don't hold yourself back. Getting a coach is the fastest way to your results. We've said in time and time again, but once again, we have almost 15 years experience in the fitness industry for a reason. We now have over 4,000 transformations, which we're incredibly proud to announce on today's podcast. And we'd really love for you to just be in the best place possible. And this isn't just an investment here and now, this is an investment to change your mindset. We've all been there where we believed a certain thing and then we've had our mindset opened up and we've realized what we're capable of. And our whole thing is to build a structure of getting the most results possible in the healthiest and most sustainable way so that you can continue to do this for the rest of your life, because massive results come from a lot of small successes. And really leaning into that, focusing on that is how you're going to reach your full potential. So you are totally worth the investment. I hope you see that and I hope you reach out to us today with the keyword fat loss or Instagram at ColossusFit, ColossusFit. Now we're going to jump into the mailbag with the first question. I've noticed myself struggling with posture these days. I've even been called out on it from a friend. Any exercise you'd recommend to help me fix it?
Really good question. And actually, I just had to readjust in my seat here and make sure I was keeping my chest up here and loud and proud for this question, because I can't be slouching while I'm giving advice here. But overall, like, this is a really good question. I do find that, I mean, first of all, posture is a lot more important than people think. Like, even just the way, you know, we've read a lot of different books, and I remember hearing in one of the books that like the first way some people will define you is just like how you're standing and like what your posture's like. Sometimes it can mean confidence. Sometimes, I mean, even if like you are a confident person, if you're slouching and stuff, it's not exactly the best. You know, if your shoulders are rounded forward, if whatever it is, you're not standing tall, it's usually not the best look, especially I know just in business, sometimes it's not ideal. But either way, I wanted to give some practical tips that you can take away from this, because a lot of times people think they just have to remind themselves, like set a bell to, you know, sit up properly, stand up properly. Yes, there are different things that can help, and I'll jump into that after. But in terms of the gym, so I do find, especially guys, they have a tendency to do way too much chest and shoulder work. Like the front of, you know, where everyone sees like the most important parts is what guys think, especially, and they'll neglect like the posterior chain. So what I want to stress really is like the more that you do like upper back movements, such as, you know, even like lat pull downs are incredible. Face pulls are absolutely fantastic. Like when you're working that like upper back area, it 100% helps you more than you actually even think. Even just any sort of seated row variation. So most of the time when you're working your back, especially your upper back, your rear delts, and then jumping into other areas, the glutes are actually super important. Not when you're seated, but when you are standing, if you actually have really strong glutes, which is like just the middle of your body and actually the biggest muscle as well. So that's why we're such a fan of programming lots of glutes, not just for appearance, but also for function. And then the last thing would just be overall core strength is super, super important. So in terms of strength, like those are the most important things that will help contribute to it. Past that though, of course, like the regular reminders of just mindful sitting, you know, like setting yourself up for just a good sitting position. I remember I saw a meme like years ago, and it was like a physio. It was someone saying like, "Why?" Like it was a client or patient saying, "Why does my back hurt? Why does my neck hurt?" And they're just always working in the weirdest positions ever. Like they're sitting on their couch, they're laying in bed with their laptop. And I thought that was funny because I know a lot of times people ask these things, like wonder about their posture and, you know, just like why their body's aching, and they'll just like put themselves in these different positions. So I really just think a good chair is a solid investment, even a desk that makes sense, so you're not always having to lean forward. And then past that, just setting those reminders, like we're such a big fan, especially when it comes to working. And like for us, we obviously do a lot of laptop work, a lot of different things like this, and just setting those regular reminders every 30 minutes or every little bit to help yourself readjust. And that way you're not sitting there for 3 hours, just like getting into a really slouch and uncomfortable position. So yeah, hopefully that makes sense. Those are my top tips, and I'm sure it can help you in some way or another.
Yeah, I think posture gets really hit from routines of the day. So obviously a lot of sitting, a lot of staring down at phones, computers, all these different things that Kyle mentioned, always being in cars, always rushing to find a seat. One thing I've definitely been doing to combat it is going on more walks, just getting moving. I do find that helps quite a lot. That's not exactly going to address the problem, but I think it's going to help prevent the deterioration of your posture, if you will. So that is one effort I definitely do make to get going. Another thing I've really been trying to do is lay down more as opposed to sit down. I feel it's just more natural, and I feel a lot better with it personally. And a lot of postural issues come from your neck, your back, or having pelvic tilt, which is pretty much all when you get tight hips and everything in there in the glutes, and that's from just too much sitting and everything gets jacked up and not really moved there. So another way to combat that obviously is from full range of motion lifting. Is another way to get in front of it and kind of address the root of the problem, if you will. And those are all some conscious efforts I've made. Like Kyle said, though, even the point of having to stand up tall, and it's funny, even we have a mutual friend who has phenomenal posture, and he said his parents were always on him for it. He gets compliments for how he walks with his posture, all these different things. So shout out to Miles for that. And I think if someone were wanting to emulate that, I have heard little hacks people will do where they'll put like a little sticky note above every door in their house or on every door or on the fridge. And whenever they see it, it reminds them to stand up straight and be in that posture. But I think getting at the root of those problems is the ultimate cure you can have. So minimizing that screen time, really building that strength, really addressing and making sure you are mitigating that issue with the tips Kyle used. But I think that was a phenomenal question through and through.
Yeah, and I even know some people will actually, like when they're using their phone, they'll hold it up, right? Like kind of, it looks a bit awkward when you see them using it. You're like, are they filming me? But I do know that like the more that our head is tilted downwards, like our necks can definitely be affected. And like I was saying before, it's just, it's not a good look, and it's also not a good feeling, because poor posture will contribute to just not feeling right between your neck, your back, like every other area. So I like how Josh also mentioned like loosening up those specific areas, even keeping those hips nice and loose, you know, your lower back nice and loose. Like there's a lot of different things you can incorporate. Even myself, like I just got a nice pillow that I really, really enjoy. And a lot of times people don't realize when they wake up, their necks are a little bit sore, kind of translates over into their back. So sometimes it can start from like your night of sleep, which can be poor, and then just lead into the rest of the day. And then your posture is horrible and you're not feeling great. So something we don't talk about much, but I wanted to spend some time on because I do think it's a very important topic as well.
Yeah, I think that's totally an awesome question and really quite enjoyed it. So yeah, use those tips. It'll be entirely different for everyone, but doing those things will definitely make a clear-cut difference. All right, now for our second question we have, how can I improve my deadlift? And I actually love this question because to me, the deadlift has always been such a great marker of strength because there's a weight on the ground. Can you pick it up? I'm sure some of you, at least even for me in high school, it was really fun just to see what everyone could pull. You'd see a lot of people getting after it, curving their backs, worrying they're going to snap them in half. There's some crazy videos on social media of people just doing really janky deadlifts where you worry and you're really scared they're going to throw out their back. And that is my first tip, I would say, is by having good form, you'd be amazed how much stronger you'll get. The more you can become fluent and optimal with the biomechanics of a movement, the way stronger you'll get. You could have someone who would have the same metric of raw output or strength, but a lot of that comes from really optimizing the component of that journey. So a deadlift is a really straight bar path. It's pretty much up, down on that side angle. Whereas when you see new lifters, they'll actually curve their back. They'll pull that bar in front of them. They'll pull it back to them, and it will be this big curve shape. And the reason this is a bit of an issue is because you're potentially adding a foot of motion to the movement, probably not quite a foot, but you are adding more challenge and change, and you're also using less advantageous muscles. You're not using your hips as much as you should be. Your back's actually way weaker than your legs and your hips, and that's where a lot of your power should come from the deadlift. So you gotta actually make sure you're going about it the right way in the right footwear. Another example is if you're using typical running shoes where they're gonna have a thicker heel for support, you're gonna be really pushed forward and you're gonna be pulling against that heel, and you're gonna be adding an inch or 2 inch more to that deadlift, which is going to make it hard. It's going to put you in a bad position. You're not going to have good feet on the ground because you're going to be leaning in towards your toes. You can naturally see how this will really hurt it. So if you just start by fixing your form and getting everything optimal there, you'll also be putting yourself in track to being able to do some big numbers down the road because you can do it safely. So that is where I would absolutely start. And if you're like, okay, that's awesome, great stuff, how can I actually do this? We have a form video we will link. We also have a free form guide, and we actually want to give that out as a gift today for making it to this part in the podcast. So just go over to our Instagram and DM us the keyword form guide to our Instagram, which is @ColossusFit, ColossusFit. We'll give you our free form guide, which once again, we could sell for hundreds of dollars because we have over 60 or 70 movements in there. We have an X and a check, so you can see wrong form, right form, three quick little tips, as well as a YouTube link to every movement. And our goal with this free form guide is for this to actually be a personal trainer in your pocket. So if you're stuck before your workout, you can take a look at it, make sure you're doing things the right way. And once again, that is totally free to you. Just go to our Instagram and DM us the keyword form guide, and we will send that to you. We'll take great care of you. Our Instagram is @ColossusFit, ColossusFit. But on to my next tip for gaining deadlift strength. First and foremost is the form, is the right footwear. Generally, you want a flatter soled shoe when you're doing that because you don't want to be pushing forward, as I mentioned. The next thing I would really definitely recommend is being in the right stance. Deadlift's a tough one because everyone has to pull from the same leverage point when everyone's entirely different. Me as like a 6'1", really lanky, long femured person will have more of an advantage. My natural mechanics work, I got really long arms. Whereas if you're getting a girl who's 5'1" and she has shorter arms and she doesn't have long femurs and it's just awkward, it doesn't work out, we're still expected to pull from that same position. And that is where it is worth exploring different things like sumo deadlifts, different stances, perhaps not even doing it if you have no desire to compete. You can do things like trap bar, which will still make you strong in that motion, and utilizing things like that. So those are kind of the things I would focus on first before doing other things like assisted movements, like like you can do a lot of different specific training into the deadlifts. Like we would do a lot of deficit pulls. You can do rack pulls. You could do pauses, which will really make you strong out of there. Like there's quite a lot of things you can do alongside being on the right routine. But once again, these are all things we can take care of for you. We've actually competed in a lot of powerlifting meets, which is awesome, and pretty much won every single one of them. We've helped a ton of our clients do the same, and you'd be amazed how much strength you can gain under the right direction. But those are my tips. Curious what Kyle has to add.
Yeah, and you better listen up to Coach Josh, because he's pulled 620 pounds on his deadlift. So pulled, aka lifted, that much, which is fantastic. So it's always been fun deadlifting with him, because we've always, you know, been pushing each other in that. I've done 525 pounds unofficial, so that just means like I hitched it a little bit on the way up, so it wasn't like a clean lift, but I still got it up, so it was a gym PR. But I've done 515, I think, in the actual competition. But yeah, these are all great. I'm actually glad Josh answered the question first, because originally, like, I'm so used to people saying, hey, how can I lift more my deadlift? And that's where I was thinking. But the question is obviously improving your deadlift. And that's where I think the biggest thing is where Josh spent most of his time stressing, is like ways to make sure you're doing it optimally, and like you're not going to get injured, and you're actually keeping a good bar path. And there's just so many different tips. Like, obviously we can kind of give you a million different ones, but I really do think just like making sure you're driving your feet into the ground, you know, just you're also not skipping them. I guess that's another random tip that I wanted to share, because I know like how hard they can be, because I actually filmed literally the other day just walking into the gym. I wasn't with Josh. I was saying, nobody will know if I skip them. Like nobody knows my program. And they're a hard movement for a lot of people. Like they can be a lot of fun. And I do remember as a younger bro, like they were a lot more fun for me. Now it's like, oh, they're challenging, when like I'd rather be doing like easy bicep curls and lat pull downs. But I have to kind of bring out that other side of me that's like, no, like you got to get it done no matter what. And so a good reminder is just to still do them consistently and not skip them, because it's easy to when you're just feeling tired or you're feeling beat up or whatever.
I think that's a killer tip. Like deadlifts are brutal. Like you need to do them. It's going to be hard. It's going to feel great after. They're fantastic for building muscle. And I think it's a great question. And a lot of people really limit themselves because they freaking suck. They're hard. There's a reason to get a little lightheaded after. It's hard pulling up a lot of weight. And that's why you want to make sure you're training intelligently too, and not burning yourself out. But I love Kyle's point about doing them consistently, because showing up consistently, doing those pulls, getting that volume in, that will absolutely lead to more strength over term. So I think that is a great answer there as well. And then last but not least, and this is a big one, I know Kyle's ready to pop off for this. I got that last little bit of bottom belly fat. How can I get rid of it? It's hanging on for dear life.
Absolutely. I think this is a fantastic question, and we have lots of great tips. So I'm just going to jump right into it. So looking back on my personal journey, especially when I was at that point of just like getting ready for a competition. So fun fact, obviously you guys learned that we've done a lot of powerlifting meets, but years and years ago, we actually did a physique show. And I remember saying to Josh, I was just like, man, like it's just, I was pretty light. I was honestly getting into like the 150-ish range. And I was just like, it's still there. And one of the biggest things like we came to the conclusion of is just that you kind of have to keep going. I think this is where a lot of people struggle and a lot of people do give up, because let's say you've been dieting for a certain amount of time. You've seen your arms progress, your glutes, your shoulders, every other area. Our bodies can be very, very stubborn. And what a lot of people don't realize is that we all have fat distributed in so many different ways. So for someone like myself, it's more in the stomach area. And Josh is completely opposite. Like he'll literally have a six pack, even if he's bulking like crazy. And that's just, of course, he works hard. Of course, like everything's been fantastic over his years of training and his nutrition. But at the same time, a lot of us just have fat distributed in different ways, and that's just the way it is. So one of my biggest things like that I wanted to start with before I'll let him jump into it as well is just like keep going for that extra week, those extra couple weeks. Like you would actually be surprised at what happens, and usually it's the place that we want the fat to come off the most that it comes off the last. Like I don't know what it is. It's just maybe when we're so focused on it, we also notice it a lot more as well, right? If naturally you're like, I just want that last little bit, you're paying attention to it every single day. So we naturally become impatient and it becomes a lot harder. So I would say just keep pushing, you know, keep showing up. And that would be my biggest thing in terms of just overall tips that I think everyone can apply with. And patience is probably one of the hardest things on your fitness journey, especially when you have been doing it for a while, but I guarantee you it makes a big difference on your journey.
Yeah, I think patience is really the biggest part. And if you still have fat there, it just means you have more fat to lose. And doing those simple principles of losing fat is a way to do it. And like Kyle said, fat distribution is entirely different for everyone. And for some people, it will be more sticky, it will be more annoying, but it's something you just got to go through. And if you've tried and you're still not seeing that, you're either not in a deficit or you're probably just not in a deficit, truth be told. So the best way to do that, obviously, is like buckle down the accuracy of your logging, try and eat better so you can actually eat a few less calories and be in a good spot there. Increase your output. You could try and get some more steps in the day, get some more activity. But once again, a lot of that will be nutritional. So I think Kyle's tips here really knocked it out of the park. And once again, we'd love to help you with that. If you're struggling to lose fat and you want to just lose 20 plus pounds of fat in 90 days and gain 10 plus pounds of muscle, let us know by saying the keyword to our Instagram at ColossusFit, ColossusFit. We will get you there. And even if you only have a little bit, last bit of stomach fat to lose, but you want to go to the next level, let us take care of it for you, because health is wealth and you are totally worth the investment, and we can't wait to make that happen. So hit us up with that keyword fat loss. We'll take great care of you. If you want the free form guide, just DM us on Instagram, the keyword form guide to our Instagram at ColossusFit, ColossusFit, and we'll take great care of you there as well. Thank you for tuning in as always. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.